to your power bill, and savings of up to $400 a year on those bills are being promised if drastic changes are made to how the energy market works. The current setup is being described as unacceptable and unsustainable by the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission. It was tasked with looking at how to improve the market and has listed 56 recommendations to ensure power prices are more affordable into the future, it says. Political reporter Stephanie Boris has more.
Power prices have risen by 56% over the past decade, forcing many Australians to think twice before flicking the switch.
I know pensioners here that spend up $500 on the electricity, and it's not because they're big spenders or big users. It's just the cost of it.
Anthony White lives in public housing in Sydney's inner west. The 85-year-old says he and his neighbours haven't been using the heating much this winter because of the cost.
The place is like an icebox. You're stuck in a concrete jungle here. Why is it like that? That's what I'd like to know.
The federal government asked the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission to look at what was driving up power prices. Chairman Rod Sims found a series of problems and has made 56 recommendations to fix what he's called a broken system.
The electricity market needs to be reset. Australians need affordable energy. Businesses need affordable energy.
As to who is to blame, Rod Sims says there are issues across the network.
The root cause of our electricity affordability problems are overinvestment, gold plating, if you like, of the poles and wires. It's excessively generous green schemes. It's a concentrated electricity generation market. And it's retailers, I think at times, deliberately misleading or confusing customers.
Among the problems, Australia has a concentrated energy market that has resulted in a lack of competition, meaning power prices have continued to rise. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has welcomed the report, saying households deserve better.
Too much ideology and even idiocy has taken the place of engineering and economics, and energy consumers have suffered accordingly.
Over the years, consumers have been encouraged to shop around for a better deal, but Malcolm Turnbull concedes that's not easy.
Complexity and inertia have been the retailer's ally versus the customer, because faced with a complex, confusing range of options, many people just choose to take no action at all.
The ACCC wants to change that. It's recommending the introduction of a default market offer, which would be set by the Australian Energy Regulator. In simple terms, it means there would be a benchmark price, giving consumers an idea of what a fair deal is. Malcolm Turnbull says it's worth exploring.
I think it's a suggestion that has considerable merit, but we are going to review the recommendations carefully and discuss with the jurisdictions. But it's certainly consistent with everything we've done in terms of taking action to protect consumers and deliver for consumers.
Sarah McNamara is the chief executive of the Australian Energy Council, which represents 21 electricity and gas companies.
We do acknowledge that customers find energy market offers confusing, and we're keen to look at any options to make the energy market easier for customers to understand.
And what about those special deals already in place promising consumers large discounts? The ACCC says they can sometimes be more of a hindrance than a help, because the discount is often conditional, requiring the customer to pay on time. The ACCC wants discounts to be unconditional. Energy Consumers Australia acting CEO Lynn Gallagher says that would help households in the long term.
It's actually removing a lot of the gotcha kind of features that we see in this market. You have discounts that you don't really understand what they're discounted off. You have conditions that you don't really understand what the conditions are. So without knowing the situation you're in, you actually can be paying hundreds of dollars more than you actually expect.
The recommendations are promising for consumers, but they also help a small group of coalition MPs and senators who have been pushing for new coal-fired power stations. The ACCC recommends the government underwrite investment in new power generation, but it hasn't specified coal-fired power stations. However, National's MP and former Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce says that's the best option.
Because gas is so dear, it's most likely going to be coal-fired power, which means that this statement itself backs what we've been saying, that you're going to have to get coal-fired power back into the system back as a major part of what we're doing. Because if we don't, you're not going to fix your problems.
Malcolm Turnbull has again made it clear he doesn't want to favour one type of energy source over another.
The object of policy is to get prices lower. And the one thing we know is that government subsidising one technology or another, as Rod Sims said today, is only going to result in higher prices. We want to be supporting lower prices.
For Anthony White, he just wants to see change sooner rather than later.
You have to do without something else to pay the bloody bills.
So if the recommendations are accepted by the industry, federal and state governments, how much could you save across your power bills in the years ahead? Rod Sims says the savings would be considerable.
At least $300 to $400 a year for businesses, small businesses, at least $1,000 a year. And in some cases, the savings can be $500 to $700 for households and over a couple of $1,000 for small business.
The ACCC's Rod Sims, Stephanie Boris with that report.